Well, this week you'll be watching teams that you're going to, you know, you're trying to figure out who you're going to play.
Yep, yep.
Will you be, like, taking notes or just watching?
I'm taking notes now, you know what I mean, as far as, you know, the three teams that we think we're going to match up against, you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, watching film on all three of those teams right now, as much as I can, you know, because it's a lot to process as far as the three teams. But, yeah, definitely trying to already get that jump or that step.
What are the veterans telling you about what this time of year is like, the guys who have been through it before are like now?
I mean, it's special, you know what I mean? You don't get this opportunity too many times, and when you do get these opportunities, you know, you have to hone in on them. You have to embrace them, and you have to, I mean, try to eliminate all distractions and put your main focus on this, because you never know when it's going to come back around.
Does it seem like a dream right now that everything that you've worked hard and played for is right here in front of you guys?
I don't think so. Not right now. Maybe next week when we kind of know who we're playing and you're kind of, you know, really getting in game mode. You know, right now we're just trying to, you know, simplify those little bitty things that we may have had errors on during the season. You know, just get those things better and critique them.
What did it mean that you guys wanted to put the pads back on this week for the bye week?
I mean, it shows you how dedicated this team is. It shows you that this means a lot more, you know, to this team as far as, you know, getting to the playoffs and putting all the work in that we put in to get to this spot. So for sure, you know, like I said, you know, getting back to those little bitty things and magnifying them and trying to make them a lot better than they were.
Why do you think that this has been such a resilient team all year long, losing player after player, but still being able to finish atop the NFC?
I mean, we just fight through adversity, you know, regardless of it was injury early. And then as the season went on, you know, we had a lot of tight games this year. And we always just found a way to win, whether it was the offense helping out the defense helping out the offense, or special teams helping out, you know, both sides of the ball. You know, I mean, you just see regardless of whatever side of the ball it is, you see guys, you know, just fight through adversity and find a way to win.
What does it mean, the fact that everyone has to come through Philly and you're going to have the cold weather, the loud fans, the crazy atmosphere of the link?
I mean, it's huge. You know, I mean, as far as, I mean, like you said, weather, a lot of people don't want to play in the cold. And then on top of that, you know how our fans are. You know, they're wild, they're anxious, they're crazy. You know, they're Philly fans. So as far as that goes, that's already two up on for us, you know, as far as the other team goes.